of truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Today on the show, you'll hear the second part of the speech given by comedian and activist Dick Gregory at the September 2013 9/11 anniversary conference held in Washington, D.C. It was taped live, and so the sound quality may at times reflect this. Also, as you may already know, Dick Gregory uses profanity a lot in a humorous way. But due to FCC regulations, I've had to edit out all of it. He's a big supporter of the 9/11 truth movement. And here he is, Dick Gregory.
And the good part about what you're doing, once you get your eyes open, there's people out there that won't let you close them.
There's people out there that work for the CIA and the FBI. They hate to have to do this, but they got to send their children to college. That's where me and them separate. I got 10 children, and I picked this over sending my children to college. Sending my children to college is not going to change nothing. You will. So when you go to bed at night, think about your responsibility that you have, with no budget, And when you hear people talk about World War III will destroy this planet, then you really don't understand the real God. You understand the church. That real God, don't you hear that God talking to you? There's nobody with no weapon can destroy the planet I made. Woman get 9 months pregnant and that Pentagon over there don't have a weapon that can open up your legs and keep that baby in you. That baby gonna fall if it means death to the mother and the child. And if you knew who you were, then you know that stuff they're doing ain't but punk stuff. You got on this planet the same way I got on the planet. Well, you are the best of a half a billion sperms, every one of you. So they ain't just messing with some punks and some sissies. They messing with a powerful force. 100,000 miles of blood vessels in your body and that don't get in your way. Your blood make a complete cycle every 30 seconds. As you sit there now, your blood is traveling 200,000 miles a minute and they got you believing a jet plane is fast. That's who you are. Just drop all that other crap. The meanness, the bitterness at home for this system. Some of y'all do the same thing to your family that black men used to do to us. They go home, a white racist system, reduce them to a little boy, and then they won't come home and jump on us. Goddamn boy, you my son, nigga, I'll kill you, this is my house. They ain't mad at me, they have them white boys downtown that reduce them below that God value they had. And y'all cannot make that mistake because too much depend on you. Too much depend on you. And with all the information you got, you don't need NBC here. All you need is one good writer and a computer, and you can send this around the world today. See, now you got to cheat a little. You got to say at the conference, we turned 5,000 people away. They had so many people showed up, they had to bring out the riot guard. That's what you do. Now you know how many of y'all who put your life on the line would be happy if tomorrow morning the New York Times ran a two-page spread on this? You forget they're nothing but dog pump devils. But as long as power was willing to say something good about me, Malcolm X, they beat up 10 Muslims in Brooklyn one day and carried them to that bad district in Brooklyn. But they got shot. 20,000 black folks showed up. They wasn't ready for that. The mayor gets on the phone, called the governor. The governor called the president and said, you got to send the military in here. We don't think we can save New York City. But if you get the military here, we might be able to save New York. And then Malcolm X pulled up and jumped out of a car and ran up on the stage and said, brothers and sisters, we'll take care of it. Go home. And they went home. Front page editorial the next morning, New York Times. They said what Malcolm did, and they ended by, no Negro should have that much power. Can you imagine that? And how many white folks in America could believe that story? Here's a man that come out. No cops was killed. No scores burnt down. Huh? In the New York Times. And we knew then he was going to die. We had the autopsy of Malcolm X. Easy to get.
you intimidate the government and say, we're going to court because that was not a federal crime. What y'all doing with the autopsy? So we got it. Those of you all remember that incident, Malcolm was up on the stage. Three black men, somebody dropped a smoke bomb, and they rushed the stage and shot him. When we forced the CIA to give us those autopsies, we found out all the bullets in Malcolm was going down. They had blanks. Because as vicious and as insane as they are, they still wouldn't believe that another black man would kill a brother like Malcolm. They didn't trust him. And since then, they have admitted that they rented the Ottoman Ballroom 2 weeks before. They the ones went in there and cut the panel and did the shooting. So y'all think this stuff just happened? I was in New York. It was a white guy that he was running against my mother. I would have campaigned for him. Why? He was head of the ACLU. And in 10 years, he had cost that city $5 billion selling police brutality cases out of court. And 90% of those was black folks. So those of you in New York, you know you have a mayor, and then you have a public advocate. He was running for the public advocate. If you win, you got $300 million to advocate for the people in New York. So I went in. Jackie Robinson's wife called me and told me what a beautiful brother he was. And I said, I'll come in, I'll pay my own way, I'll get my own hotel, and I'll be there 2 days. One day we'll do some photo ops, and the second day, give me some trucks and some people to go around to the housing projects and the black neighborhood and let me tell the black folks who this white dude is. Monday night, I called my wife, hey, babe, where you got me sleeping tonight? You not your friend called from Paris and say don't spend the night in New York tonight. So I got on a train and went to Washington, D.C., got there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I called some folks that we march every day. Joe Madison, Dr. Ife Williams. Every morning we go out and walk it for. I wasn't planning on being back. So we went out, walked. We had a demonstration at the Sudan Embassy, and then we go into the Congress. I came back in the house, and my wife and my son had called, said a plane hit the World Trade Building. I thought it was one of them Piper Cubs, you know, like King Kong. Did y'all see King Kong?
Yes.
Did you ask any question, what a gorilla doing in New York? Ain't no trees, and Lord, no, ain't no bananas. That's one of their coded messages. Go back and see it again. That's about the black heavyweight champ of the world, Jack Johnson, that couldn't separate himself from white women. And that's why the gorilla was there with the white lady. And the reason they came there, because Madison Square Garden is the boxing capital of the world. That's what it's about. And if you saw The Wizard of Oz, go back and see it again. It's about the Kansas City Federal Reserve. And it's all there. The little children see it now. And I really felt sorry for you. Well, I still feel sorry for you white women. No, it's not that kind of things. I looked at Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein. And I just need you white ladies to explain to me how Frankenstein can move a foot a month can catch you. I'm going to start mid-move and say, white women, stop screaming and run your ass off somewhere. And be happy. Be happy knowing what you're doing. You got American soldiers running up a hill somewhere tonight, willing to die for America. And when they get through, they haven't saved nothing. You will turn it around. The truth is going to come out. I'm so damn sick and tired of living this country and stuff they did 100 years ago just coming out. Where were you, New York Times? And it's what you're doing that's changing things. The newspapers is just about out of business. That's because you put news out here through the internet and that the young folks is looking at. Like I said, I'm 81 years old when I was a little boy. The network news, NBC, CBS, ABC, network news had 70 to 80 million people looking at them, not together, every night. They can get 6 million people to look at them today. Because there's something out here that people have found off those networks that they listen to now. And that's what it's about. And you know we won when we got press people. The press people today, just as good as you. But they got to ask dumb questions. Like NBC do. Well, how do you know the clock stopped? Girlfriend, who else called you Saturday Night Live? You get most stuff out there. Take care of your body, too. The number one cause of death in America is not cancer, sugar, diabetes, or high blood pressure, or heart attack. It's sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation. Number two, dehydration. More people die in America every year from dehydration than die from floods, fires, storms, earthquakes, tornadoes. Simple drinking water, And they didn't dirty up the water so bad. But somewhere, the misinformation, where if you go to Europe today and selling Vaseline petroleum jelly, they put you in jail fattening with you selling crack. Why? That's gasoline. And you rub that on your children, And they tell you Vaseline petroleum jelly. And they used to get by with it. But she saw that goddamn clock had stopped. We normally don't see it. Oh, what a wonderful watch. Oh, it's not the right time. Somewhere. I just cannot thank you. And stop worrying. You all got debt? So what? That's the biggest problem I had with my wife. We got married. She couldn't handle debt. When we gonna pay Sears and Roebuck? Baby, we ain't got no money. And when I get some money, Sears and Roebuck is not my first priority. I met a nice little Christian lady, you know, the American way, you know. I said, them white folks still knew I wasn't going to pay for this when I got it. What do you mean by that? On the back of the application, say, who's going to pay for this? I said, your mama. 2 weeks later, I go to the house, she said, they did it. Sears and Roebuck. Here's the letter. I opened the letter. Final call. I said, what you saying? Final call. That means we won't be hearing from them no more. You got to always let things end in your favor. My brother called me. He's one of the big Negroes y'all read about with Enron that almost went to jail. He ain't got no money now. Oh, he wanted to be white so bad. He went out to Hollywood, where them rich folks live. Got out there, a little poor black like me out of St. Louis. Got some money and wanted to change colors. He hired him a Japanese gardener, two Mexican nannies. Do y'all remember when them Mexican nannies went on strike 2 years ago in California? Him and his wife had to stay. He got two PhDs, his wife got three PhDs. They had to stay home that day because there wasn't no Mexicans to take their children. And that's the first time they found out the children couldn't even speak English. And those of you who them bill collectors, don't get scared of them. Stay in India. Just ask the phone. Yep. It's Richard N. They can't say two names at once. I said, yeah, this is Richard. Well, oh, yes, come on down and get it. I'm here. I'll be here for the next day. Come on, get it. Come on, get the damn money. I'll give it to you cash. And that's what I've been trying to tell black folks. I don't know if white folk do it because I don't know y'all that well, but a lot of black folks tell their children to say, I'm not home. When you tell your children to lie for you, they'll lie to you one day. When they call me, I just pick up the phone. Yeah, Dick Gregory. Now, they don't know what to do because they train that you're going to tell them, I'm not here. So now they got to run back to the manual. What do you do when they say they're home? So he said, this is not you. I said, boy, how old are you? He said, I'm 22. I said, I've been on this company, this money, for 38 years. Before you was born. What make you think you gonna collect it in your lifetime? See, if you play this account right, you'll be able to retire on this one. Somewhere, just leave here knowing who you are. You know who them thugs are across the street. They think they know who you are. Napoleon found that out the hard way when he went into Haiti with the mightiest army in the history of the planet. And them Haitians had bamboo sticks and took spoons and sharpened them down and kicked his ass out of there. And the French didn't make the mistake that most folks make. Napoleon wanted to stay there and check and find out what happened. They say, you're nothing but a damn soldier, boy. We sending the scientists in. And them French scientists came back and said, it's voodoo. Because you've been led to believe voodoo is spooky. Voodoo is a French word. It means spiritual atom. You can't see neither one of them. And that's what you're about to become. And then they see things and they don't understand. All they know how to do is shoot and terrorize folks. When you get to the point you can't, that's why I'm alive. 10 black children. Man, 54 years. Hey, how come you haven't killed? How the hell I know? Ask them. That's what I got to explain to you why I'm not dead. If I thought them thugs could kill me, could get past the universal God that I pray to, I'd cuss God out and help them thugs pull the trigger. You didn't get here after the... If y'all knew the real record of how many people have been killed that we don't know about. How many people have been framed on the job for stealing that we don't know about. They just asked a simple question that they heard one of y'all say, but they didn't know. You ain't supposed to ask that to the boss. And so a lot of people depend on Newton, not just you. And so I tried to read this book last night, and I thank you. Where's my brother? Here. Well, thank you, man. Thank you. And poor Wayne back there, they kicked his ass everywhere they could kick a white boy. Thank you. You know you got over when black folk be calling me, tell me what you said. Thank you, brother. And we need to meditate and pray for one another. And the last thing you do before you leave this conference, just get a picture in your mind of who was here. And a picture in your mind who wasn't here and why they wasn't here. Some of them been beat down to nothing, no money, no nothing. Everybody would like to send their children to college and the better things you want for your children. That don't mean nothing where this country's going. Don't mean a damn thing. So somewhere. And then after you get through with this, don't stop. Take a few minutes and start working on the rest of the stuff. You older folks in here remember Gene Dixon, the number one psychic in the world. You ever read her column? Oh, my mother was alive. She think that went sit at the right hand of God. And then we find out that she was working for Hoover. He would give her his targets 18 months ahead, and she would run it. 18 months before Kennedy went to Dallas, she said, Kennedy should not go to Dallas. He hadn't even been scheduled. I see dark clouds around his head in Dallas. Then after they pop him, they run that column again. She knew, huh? Guess what this is about? But you, not about killing, not about shady stuff. When y'all called me, man, and told me about the money y'all gonna put into these ads. On Broadway, you got Broadway in London? You sound like you didn't know. Times Square, yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you, that's, yeah, that's. I guess I'm guilty, all white folks looking alike to me. And so again, as you leave, just enjoy this, because you taking on the mightiest government that ever existed in the history of the planet. And I see in you what I see in the civil rights workers. 50 years later, you don't see no hate or no meanness or bitterness in them. Because they know who they are, the job they have to do, and if they die, it's worth it. It's that simple. Look at the Trayvon Martin piece. Y'all better recheck that out. I'm one of the few people that don't say publicly, I don't think Jimerson did it. I know how tricky this government is. Y'all know the story?
Yeah.
All the major papers reported about the Skittles and the iced tea. You got to hang out with young folks to know. You take Skittles and drop them in iced tea, you get a hit more powerful than crack. You got any grandchildren?
Not yet.
You got any children?
Yeah.
I said, if you had them, I'd say, it's just too late. Just give up. Just go. How many of y'all knew that? And my seven-year, look at the hands. My seven-year-old grandson said, oh, Dad, if you put Mountain Dew in it, it'll make crack look like Kool-Aid, okay? That's what's out here. Didn't it bother you to have a homicide that the whole world's fascinated and they told you more that was bought at the store than about the homicide? You didn't feel nothing? Some of y'all know the story. He's looking at the All-Star, the basketball All-Star game was that Sunday. At halftime, he ran to the store. We do it all the time. Run down, fix your ham and cheese sandwich, you know, get you a beer, you know, call somebody. So you back. So that's what's in everybody's mind, except he was killed at 7:17. The ball game didn't start till 8 o'clock. He laid in the morgue for 3 days as a John Doe. How many of y'all know that? Huh? They came by Monday, the next day, morning, with three cops and a chaplain to show the pictures to his father. His father identified him, and they still kept him as a John Doe. I don't want you to hear this.
Headline, Trayvon Martin's parents settle wrongful death claim.
For over $2 million and nobody reported it. Huh? Okay. This paper here, what's it?
Orlando Sentinel, yeah.
Only one paper reported it.
Homeowners Association is thought to have paid more than $1
million. The reason they thought, because it's in federal court under lock and key. He's killed
February 26th.
26th. Yeah. The insurance policy was taken out March the 30th. When can you buy an insurance policy after it happened and they pay? You see
that's,
it like that?
That, yeah. Okay. That's
You have the insurance policy.
Who has it?
Yeah, the parents.
Who's the beneficiary?
The parents got it.
Okay. Oh my God.
Y'all should go to black churches. They talk like this every Sunday.
Huh. Policy went into effect March 30th, a few weeks after Trayvon was shot. Okay. That's odd.
Now, if I've got to explain that to you, then y'all need to go to the mental hospital. So what I'm saying is, it's not just this over here. It's your food. The number one cancer group in America? Vegetarians. Vegetarians. Why? Because you're not supposed to eat soy. The great black doctor invented soy for the military. They came to him and said, can you give us something we can get paint, ink, glue, and plastic? Just go home tonight and punch it up, the harm effects of soy. We've always had homosexuals. What's this influx now? It not only gives you cancer, changes male hormones into female hormones and female hormones into male hormones. They don't care nothing about you. At first, I thought it was us. I was trying to get me some good white friends, and I'm trying to get as far away from y'all as I can. Somewhere. And they put all this stuff down. The Jews is our puppet. But it ain't hard to make believe they mastermind this when you didn't lock them down in your soul anyway. Huh? They could blame anything on us, and everybody ready to believe it. Black on black crime. Huh? What is black on black crime? Black. I'm just tired of black folk killing black folk. Who you think killing Chinese in China today? If we go to Italy tomorrow, who you think killing Italians in Italy? And if 98% of all the white folks that was murdered last year was murdered by white folks, if y'all ain't talking about white on white crime, how they trick us to talk about black on black crime? You kill where you live. And so somewhere when you stop and think about all of the tricks and all of the stuff, and they put all this together, and that's how they run past you. 60% of all college football games is fixed every Saturday. Any of y'all know that? So if they fix those games, what do you think they do in pro games? Huh? This is a game. Now y'all gonna go somewhere and say, well, so they couldn't do, okay, you knew everything. Huh? That's what's wrong with the black movement. Emotional, just cause I love black folks. I don't qualify to take my son if he had a brain tumor and operate on him. There's a lot of things you all don't qualify to do. Because you don't have the knowledge or the money. But if you perfect what you have got to do, just put it out there. Just put it out there. The right people. Y'all came. You ain't always been there. Believe like everybody else. America the beautiful. And then all of a sudden something happened. And now the government's scared. Architects? Engineers? Huh. Those are the same folks that make our tanks, huh? So they know you know when you're measuring. Hmm? My grandma don't know about no neutron and proton. She know truth. And y'all got to make her feel it in the black community. Hmm? 'Cause see, they work next to the real white folks. They're next to the general. I heard some folks on TV say, y'all did that. They didn't use no tack. Say, y'all did that. Oh, Millie, they lying on that. But she could tell the way he said it, that he lying. My mother's mother's mother worked for Frank and Jesse James up in the Boot Hills. So she know when Jesse got killed, Frank took the money and changed his name to Rockefeller. Hmm? How many any of y'all in here know that? Old man Rockefeller. You see how vicious he was? I beat his wife and did all kind of crazy shit. That's because he's one of them thugs. That's what it is. You white folk walk right past the knowledge. You ain't gonna read that in no goddamn book. And now because what's happening out here in the street that they can't control, they got to try to win some of them patients back. So I turned on the History Channel one day. They got an hour and a half about Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian. Did y'all see that? What do y'all be looking at? But this is what started from this. And now there's an audience out there. Before our movement, you couldn't find a black book in a white bookstore. Now they got whole sections. Hmm? And that's what you have to do is raise that appetite up. You go on one of them shows and them thugs sitting there to debate you. That's all they're bringing them in. Don't get angry with them. Don't get angry with them. So I just say thank you and where this is going. And y'all didn't just come here because you didn't have nothing to do. You all had something to do. But thanks to the leadership, you're here. And those of y'all that can put it in your budget, go to New York to Times Square and have somebody take a picture of you underneath this ad. Huh? You'd move to Broadway. Huh? And so somewhere you have made a difference. And I cannot tell you this morning. Wasn't she lovely this morning, right here? Mm-hmm. Wasn't she lovely? And so again, we say thank. There's a couple of things. Chicago Tribune. Can you see the headline? Yeah. Use mob to kill Gregory. Okay? Hoover. you, the mob, to kill Gregory. I've never stolen nothing, never committed a crime in my life. That's this America that y'all don't know about. When I was telling everybody, they was tapping my phone. Now y'all didn't believe it. Now they tap your phone. See how it works? The interesting thing about this is all the seven agents that this went to, plus Hoover, they all dead. I'm still alive.
And again, that was the second part of a speech given by Dick Gregory at the 9/11 conference in Washington, D.C. in September of 2013. There's more to the speech, and I've heavily edited the parts of today's show. If you want to hear the full speech, you can go to YouTube and search for Dick Gregory and 9/11 D.C. Conference, or you can go to the website dc911conference.org and not only see the video of Dick Gregory, but also that of many of the other speakers at the conference. A few of the topics that Dick Gregory covers in the parts of his speech that you did not hear on today's show are the benefits of taking Cialis, organ trafficking and Rodney King, chemtrails and global warming, to name just a few. And now I want to take a moment to share my sadness over the loss of Michael Rupert and to honor his life. He died recently of an apparent suicide, and people close to him said that it really does appear to be a suicide. Michael Rupert was a former Los Angeles police detective, and he confronted CIA Director John Deutsch in 1996 about allegations of narcotics trafficking and forced John Deutsch's resignation. At one point, he thought he was poisoned and fled to Venezuela and lived under protection of President Chavez. Rupert was also one of the first people to expose what is called the secret shadow government. I came to know him from his great book called Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. And this is a little write-up on the book. It says, the attacks of September 11, 2001 were accomplished through an amazing orchestration of logistics and personnel. Crossing the Rubicon discovers and identifies key suspects, finding some of them in the highest echelons of American government, by showing how they acted in concert to guarantee that the attacks produced the desired result. Crossing the Rubicon is unique not only for its case-breaking examination of 9/11, but for the breadth and depth of its world picture, an interdisciplinary analysis of petroleum, geopolitics, narco-traffic, intelligence, and militarism, without which 9/11 cannot be understood. And I really want to encourage you to read that book if you haven't already. It came out in 2004, Crossing the Rubicon. I thought it was one of the best books I've ever read, actually. Michael Rupert also ran the website FromTheWilderness.com. The site still exists. And on that site, it says Michael Rupert is the author of Crossing the Rubicon. And it is one of the three best-selling books globally and in the U.S. about the attacks of 9/11. In May of 2006, Crossing the Rubicon was added to the Harvard School of Business Library and released in a French version with distribution throughout all major bookstores in France. So again, he was one of the first people to come out questioning the official story of 9/11 in November of 2001. And since writing Crossing the Rubicon, he also has a book called Collapse and a website called collapse.com, where he talks about a lot of the geopolitical issues of our time. So I encourage you to get his book, Crossing the Rubicon, and check out his website, Collapse. Michael Rupert also gave a very powerful and revealing speech called The CIA, Drugs, Wall Street, and the 9/11 Connection, which I aired on 9/11 Wake Up Call several times. It comes in four parts and can be accessed at radioforall.net. Just look for Cheryl with a C under the caption Contributors, and then scroll through the shows and you should be able to find it there. It's really well worth listening to. He's a real loss to all of us who want a better world than the one we're being forced to live in at the moment. I thank him for his many contributions to truth and a better world. Michael Rupert, may you rest in peace. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.